Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland. So let's have a look at it. It's taken from the politics unit, which is unit 8 of Talk A Lot, book 3. You can download this from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you want to, this is, you can get it there. It's free, it's absolutely free. Lots of materials to practice spoken English, and this is on the topic of politics, something that is affects all of us. It affects us. Okay, so first we're going to read a text about it. But first, let's look at some new vocabulary, maybe some words that are new or that are not so clear. Yeah. Okay, can you see the red arrow as I move it around? Can you see that? Oh, good. So, that's fine. Let's start then, number one. I will go through it quickly. If you find a word that you don't know, and we can spend more time on it, just type in the box, okay? So, to chair a committee. To chair something means to be the leader of the committee. And it's also a noun that is chair. So, if you're the leader of a group, you might be called the chair. Doesn't mean that you are literally a chair. That would be a bit abstract. Absurd, should say. But you're the leader. In the olden days, we would have said chairman. But of course, we can't say that now. It's not politically correct. Because, of course, women can also be chairs. So we tend to say chair. Yeah, so I haven't got four legs, for example, like Bridget's suggesting. Or Ken said chairperson. So yeah, we could say chairperson as well. And that's shortened to simply chair. Often we shorten words because it's easier for us. It's a lot easier just to shorten it. Okay, allegation. Allegation. So this is a nice abstract noun. You know, the stress is before the last syllable when the word ends with T-I-O-N. Da-da-da-da. Allegation. And this means accusation or claim about something. Like you've done something wrong or you've done something bad. If the suffix is T-I-O-N, the stress is always just before that suffix. So it's always there. You can check that with lots of words. Ultimatum. Ultimatum. So if I give you an ultimatum, I tell you that I'm going to do something unless you do something. So, for example, it's him or me. It's him or me. It's a difficult choice. If you don't do this, I will quit. Yeah, that's my ultimatum. And to quit, number four, is to resign. And this is more in American English, but we've borrowed it. Yeah, we've borrowed it. Ken's writing to be or not to be. This is more a philosophical point, kind, rather than an ultimatum. Yeah, ultimatum is if you don't do this, I will do this. You know, it's the kind of thing that a terrorist will make. Yeah, or a kidnapper. If you don't pay the money, something will happen. Something bad will happen. Good, welcome to a few more members here. We're looking at new words in this text. Intense. Intense is an adjective meaning very strong. So we could have, for example, an intense smell. Something that is strong. Yeah, intense. Or maybe a person can be intense. Like a person who's very, very serious and very demanding all the time. So, welcome to Nadia as well. Hi, Nadia. Thanks for coming. I hope nobody here isn't too intense today. Number six, keep a cool head. So, let's keep a cool head. Let's stay calm. Let's relax. You know, keep focused. Keep focused. Don't have a hot head. If you are a hot head, that you're very angry, aggressive, passionate. Yeah, that's the opposite, really. So try and keep a cool head. Number seven, misconduct. Misconduct is bad behavior. So I've done something wrong. Particularly at work, we could have misconduct. I could be sacked for misconduct. Maybe I stole something from my job. Yeah. Okay. Good. Number eight. Maggie's heart sank. So if your heart sinks. If your heart sinks, sink means to go down, doesn't it? Like the Titanic sank to the bottom of the sea or the ocean. So if your heart sinks, you feel like you're disappointed. You feel, oh, like that. I was looking forward to something, but now I'm not. You feel down. A bit disappointed, fed up. Okay. Number nine, unlawfully means illegally, so we shouldn't do that. Number 10, by close of play is a time phrase, so it means by the end of this period of time. Yeah, by the end of this period of time. Particularly in an institution like a school or a workplace, your manager might say to you, I need these reports by close of play today. You know, by 5 o'clock when the office closes. It comes from cricket, doesn't it? By close of play. Play being the match, cricket match. Okay, confession is when you have done something. You tell somebody about your wrong behavior. So, for example, if you're a Catholic, you go to confession. You tell the priest about your sins, what you've done wrong. So it's to admit guilt. Okay, so George saying in America we say close of day. So, and Ken saying it's a deadline. Good, so close of play or by close of day. By the end of this period of time. Okay. Number 12, student loan debt. I don't know about your country, but in England we have student loans, and we have to pay for the privilege of going to university. But we take a loan out and then we pay it back over a number of years. So student loan debt, it's money that I owe for my course, for my university course or education. Okay, Akanksha got your hand up, so I'm going to pass you the mic. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
I understand confession.
Confession?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's when you imagine that you have broken a window in your house. You go and tell somebody what you've done.
Okay.
So you've done something wrong.
And you feel guilty,
and you have to tell somebody, the authority figure. Yeah. Does that make sense? Okay, good. Great. Next one. 13. To be sacked. So that means you're told by your manager in your job, we don't need you anymore. Okay. Yeah. George is telling us a slang form of confession is fess up. Yeah, so in American English it's particularly common to fess up. Yeah, we wouldn't use it in British English. But yeah, it means the same thing, to confess. To tell somebody what you've done. So number 14, we're going to look at feel a weight lifting. To feel a weight lifting, maybe you've been worried about something for a long time, and you feel this worry or this problem going. It goes. It lifts from your mind or from your body, to feel relief. Yeah. So it's an idiom. Not to feel on nine heavens has not it. No, not really. But imagine you've been doing a lot of work, and then the work finishes, and you feel more relaxed, you feel more relieved. You've got the weight lifts from you. A good example is when you've been studying for exams for a long time, and then suddenly the exams finish and you've got a lot of free time, and you just feel the weight of pressure, of deadlines, lifting. It's gone suddenly. We can feel this, maybe, for example, if we confess, if we've done something wrong and we feel very, very guilty. After we confess that, we could feel relief, you know, like a weight lifting. And we'll see the example in a minute in this text. Okay, number 15, last one. To get underway. To get underway means just to start, to begin. Okay. Get underway. So let's have a look at this text now. And we should get underway with our lesson, yeah? Okay, Vijay's got a question, so I'll pass you the mic.
Hello sir.
Hello,
I'm Vijay.
Hello, Vijay.
Yes, hello sir, I want to know about the slang form. I am not getting the point about the slang form of fess up. What is
fess
the
up?
Of actually, yes.
Uh-huh.
Confession is known as, in slang form, fess up. Okay. But what is slang form?
Okay, what is slang form? Can anybody type in? Type in the box. So to fess up, like George was saying, just simply means to confess something.
Yes,
slang. Okay,
slang form. Yes.
Slang form is kind of everyday speech, which is informal. That we use maybe when we don't use words from the dictionary. Sorry?
We can use in common life.
Yes, we use every day.
Mm-hmm. Right, sir. Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, great. Yeah, so slang is used, and it also can be bad words, you know, swear words, or words that are not polite, that I wouldn't say to my grandma, you know. This is slang, but it's real language. It's what everybody, how everybody speaks. And so you can find websites with dictionaries of slang words. Okay, I'm going to read the text here. It's quite difficult, this one, compared to some of the other ones. But, thanks. But we're going to try and do it, yeah? We'll try and do it. So, as I read the text here, please look at it and write down any new words that you find and type in the box, and we will discuss them afterwards, okay? So, this story continues with the same characters in Talk A Lot Book 3, that's our family. That was teenagers Maggie and Dennis. So this is about Maggie, who's a schoolgirl, and it's called Tough at the Top. This story, Tough at the Top. After school on Monday, Maggie had another meeting of the Magic Holidays Committee, which she chairs. The aim of the committee is to raise money for school trips for less privileged pupils. Malcolm, the main fundraiser, made some astonishing allegations about Tim, the treasurer, announcing that Tim had stolen £40 from committee funds. Tim denied it, but by Tuesday afternoon, Malcolm had given Maggie an ultimatum. Either he goes or I quit. Maggie was under intense pressure because Malcolm was a very good fundraiser. What's more, she couldn't believe that Tim would steal from them. Besides, she knew that Malcolm had been trying to get the treasurer's job for a few months. Malcolm continued to threaten, but Maggie kept a cool head and demanded evidence of misconduct. On Thursday, Tim unexpectedly resigned from his post, and Maggie's heart sank. She heard from Kim, a trusted colleague on the committee, that Malcolm had discovered documents proving that Tim had unlawfully taken committee money for his own use. By close of play on Friday, Maggie had heard a full confession from Tim, who claimed that he had only borrowed the cash to help my sister pay back her student loan debt. Tim was sacked from the committee and Kim was voted into the role. Malcolm said for the record that he had only acted in the interests of the committee, and he stayed on as main fundraiser. Maggie felt a weight lifting when the weekend finally got underway. "It's true what they say, Mum," she told Kathleen on Friday evening after a long bath. "A week really is a long time in politics." Okay, so that's our story today. Tough at the Top. It's about a girl at school. She's the chairperson of a committee trying to raise money for a charity. And of course, people are people, and she has some problems with her committee members. Yeah, and so some jealousy, maybe some misconduct. So we're going to look at some questions, comprehension questions. But first, have we got any new words here? Any new words? Type in the box if you want to explain any of this. Yeah, and we can have a look at it. So, treasurer is the person who looks after the money in a committee or in a business or a charity, perhaps. Fundraiser is person who raises funds, so raise money for charity. Raise money for charity is fundraiser. Okay, committee is a small group that meets together to discuss particular problems or particular activities. So at school, this could be a club, like a club, I suppose, but with more responsibility. Okay. By close of play, we've looked at that was means by the end of the day, or this period of time. Okay. What's more? Has anybody got any ideas about what's more? Like furthermore, yeah, that's a good example. Yeah, what is more? It's like additionally, something else, something extra. Yeah, good. Okay. Allegations means something which I believe has happened, but I can't prove it. So, for example, I think that he took the money, but I don't know for sure. I allege. It's from the verb to allege. I'm claiming this, but I don't know. So, she wants some evidence. She asks for evidence of misconduct. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Anything else here? Anything else? New words or phrases. Proving. So, we have to prove allegations. We have to prove with evidence. Prove something by showing evidence. For example, in court, we have to prove something. Make sure it's not just my opinion. It's actually been proven. Yes, this lesson is being recorded, so yeah, you'll be able to hear it again, watch it again, and also you'll be able to hear the podcast. So it's all being recorded, I hope. I've got faith in this, in the WizIQ. Allegation is I would have said suspicion is milder than allegation. Allegation is quite a strong thing. To make an allegation is usually a strong act. So I think you've been stealing. suspicion is maybe something I have in my head, but I haven't made any allegations. Yeah. Yeah, Maggie's heart sank is an idiom, because it's not literally. Her heart didn't go down. It can't sink. It has to stay where it is, I'm afraid. So it is an idiom. Yeah. Okay. And George is asking phrasal verb, but what do you mean, George? What is phrasal verb? Which one? No, it's not phrasal verb because it's noun and verb together. So it's like saying, yeah, like saying the ship sank, or something sank, you know, block of concrete sank to the bottom. Yeah, you can answer, that's all right. Yeah, anybody can answer, anyone can join in. Just a couple of other things in this text. Look at the last sentence, Dan. A week is a long time in politics. Do you know this this quote? Do you know this quote? Anybody? A week is a long time in politics. It's a famous quote from a former Prime Minister of Britain, Harold Wilson. Yeah, Harold Wilson. And he said that a week is a long time in politics. But what does it mean? What is the feeling here? Yeah, he was Prime Minister before I was born, I think. So George saying someone under pressure. Yeah, somebody under pressure. And Nadia saying politicians have to make quick decisions. But think about what happens in this text during the week. So from Monday to Friday, yeah, Ken saying a lot of difficult things happened in a week. Yeah. Yeah, so that's right. It's a lot can change in the course of 1 week. Especially in politics, you know, you could have a coup, for example, that when people try to take power from the leader or from the prime minister. Yeah, everything changes quickly, and that's true. So this is this text is about politics, in the sense of people trying to organize and lead other people, trying to do something. So all of us are involved in politics, whether we're leaders or whether we do as we're told or if we don't do. Yeah, politics is about making decisions and leading, trying to make improvements. So there's a lot about this in this unit, Unit 8. Okay, let's do some work then, and look at the text, keep looking at it. I will read the question out, and just type in the box, please. Type in the box what you think. So, let's start. Okay. So, just some quick questions and answers. Quick questions and answers. Ready? So, when was the committee meeting? When was the committee meeting? Okay, Bridget's first on Monday, and Ken Monday. So, first person to get their answer on the screen gets 10 points. And we count up the number of points, okay? On Monday after school, says Nadia, so that's more detailed. But I will accept on Monday. I don't want for much. Good. What was the name of the committee? What was the name of the committee? Magic Holidays Committee. It's Ken again. Ken is first, so next question. Who became treasurer after Tim resigned? Who became treasurer after Tim resigned? No. Who became treasurer after Tim? People typing Malcolm. But no. Good, so Kim is right. Alright. Good. Yes, this is an English lesson, Lenin. This is an English lesson. Good, thanks for joining us. Okay, next one. Please type in the answer and also which line is it? So which line is it? Okay. Type in your answer and also line number. Yeah? Next question. What did Maggie do on Friday evening? What did Maggie do on Friday evening? What did Maggie do on Friday evening? No, not ultimatum. On Friday evening. No, nobody. Nobody knows. What did she do on Friday? So, she had a long bath. George saying she went on a date. So maybe that we don't know that from the text, but you said you saw her. Okay. So line 20 is about a week is a long time in politics, but she had a bath. We don't know what she did after the bath, but on Friday evening she felt a weight lifting. Yeah. Okay. Good. Next question. What was the purpose of the committee? What was the purpose of the committee? Yeah, so you're correct that she had a bath. That was the last question. What was the purpose of the committee? To raise money for trips? It's not really enough information. No. What was the job of the committee? Line 2, we've got it. Raise money for the school, says Mona. But for who in particular? For who in particular? Okay, good. For less privileged pupils. Good, Catherine got it. What does it mean, less privileged? Less privileged. It's a bit of a clumsy phrase. Not rich. It's kind of clumsy because it's politically correct, and we should say for poor students, you know, if we're being direct, like Bridget's saying here, poor students, that's for poor people. But of course we can't say that now, and we have to say for less privileged students, though people without as much privilege as others. And it's maybe better to use that kind of phrase, but that's why it sounds a bit clunky. Next question: who is Kathleen? Who is Kathleen? Who is Kathleen? And which line number? So you might know it if you've been following this series, because it's the same characters each time. But who is Kathleen? And what's, you know, what's she doing? What and which line number is it? Okay, line 19. But who is she? So, mother, but whose mother? Okay, Vijay's got it. Maggie's mum. Yeah, Maggie's mum. Okay, let's try one more of this kind of question. So, what did Maggie demand? What did Maggie demand? Okay, George, thanks for coming. And it's very kind of you. What you're saying. Thanks. So, what did Maggie demand? Any ideas? And line number. What did Maggie want? What did she demand? Or ask for? No, that was Malcolm said that, Ken. Malcolm said the ultimatum. What did Maggie want? So Bridget's saying more information. Line 10. So what is the name of this kind of information? Evidence. Good, Bridget. Excellent. So you've got the evidence. So she needed some evidence. If you make an allegation, you have to come up with some evidence. You can't just say, oh, my sister stole £10 from... Okay, but what is the evidence? How do you know that? How do you know that? Yeah? Good, let's try the next question then. Type of question, true, false, or unknown? True, false, or unknown. So, I will read a statement for you. Type in the box either T, F, or U, like this. Is the statement true, false, or unknown? Okay? Unknown means we don't know. It's not in the text. So, and also type in the line number so that you're not just guessing, but you're reading the text and checking the line number. Okay? Good. So, first one. Malcolm wanted to get Tim's job. Malcolm wanted to get Tim's job. Is that true, false, or unknown? And which line number? So type in the line number as well, please. True, false, or unknown? Malcolm wanted Tim's job. So we've got mixed here. Some true, some false. Nadia's saying line 4. No, it's not in line 4. Six and seven, no. So line 8, it says she knew that Malcolm had been trying to get the treasurer's job for a few months. So this is absolutely true. Yeah, look here, this section here. Okay, good. I told you it was more difficult today. Yeah, we'll have something easy next time, I hope. Next one. Maggie had a bath at 8:30 p.m. on Friday evening. Maggie had a bath at 8:30 p.m. on Friday evening. Is it true, false, or unknown, so we don't know? Hazuki saying that's true, but which line is it if it's true? Ken saying true as well. At 8:30 p.m. on Friday. Catherine saying false. Okay, it's line 19. Bridget said unknown. Feng saying unknown. Now Ken saying unknown. And Nadia. So we don't know what time. We don't know what time she had the bath. Might have been 8:30. Might have been 9:30. Yeah. Okay, so we don't know that one. Next question. Tim is a thief. Tim is a thief. Is that true, false, or unknown? Tim is a thief. And write down the line number as well, which tells us this is true, false, or unknown. Line 4, it was only allegations, so we don't know for sure. We don't know definitely. Okay. Bridget saying line 13. So this is when Malcolm had some documents proving it. Okay, but do we know for sure? Sometimes documents can be altered, can be changed. Yeah. So, Vijay is saying line 14, Ken saying 14, true. Uh-huh. So, line 14, Maggie heard a full confession from Tim. Yeah, and so this proves it. This proves that he was stealing, even though it was for, he said it was for a good cause, to help his sister. Now, we don't know if that's true. We need some evidence of that. But anyway, he shouldn't have done it. Okay. Yeah. Let's look at the next one. Next statement. Maggie couldn't trust Kim. Maggie couldn't trust Kim. Is that true, false, or unknown statement? True, false, or unknown? Maggie couldn't trust Kim. So Catherine saying unknown. Vijay saying true, but what line number is it? Vijay and Bridget. And maybe type in some of the text if you want. Okay. Line 10. No, it's about evidence. So Feng's got it right. Well done, Feng. That's true. Line 11. She heard from Kim, a trusted colleague on the committee. So Kim was somebody that Maggie could trust. Yeah, trusted colleague. Yeah. Good, so if you download this material for your class or for your to do with your class, you'll have a lot of fun with it. There's a lot of material here, a lot of interesting questions, all free. You can copy everything, you can even copy and sell it or give it away. It's without copyright, this license. We have a free copying license for these materials. So, if you're a student in school, maybe you should print out some of this material and give it to your teacher. You know, just tell them you want to do something with EnglishBanana.com, with Talkalot, and maybe they will they'll want to do something and use the materials with you in the class. Okay, let's try one more question then, one more true, false or unknown statement. Yeah, that's great, Catherine, you should do that. Tell your teacher about it if they don't know. Last one then. Maggie has chaired the committee for the past 6 months. Maggie has chaired the committee for the past 6 months. What do you think? Is it true, false or unknown? Maggie.
Oh my God! No way!
Oh my goodness. What happened? Some gremlins in the work here. Okay, so what do you think? True, false or unknown? No, I wasn't, Bridget, but I'm sure if I did, you would be able to cook it in delicious ways, with some delicious seasoning. Maggie has chaired the committee for 6 months, so no, we don't know. We don't know exactly. So that's right. Okay. What happened was, I went to EnglishBanana.com website, and when I moved my cursor, it crossed an advert, and it made the noise like some smiley faces were speaking to me, saying, "No way." That's what happened. Don't worry. It's not No, Hazuki, it's nothing so dramatic as that. No. But if it was, I would turn the webcam round and show you, because then it would be quite interesting. Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talkalot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit EnglishBanana.com/Talkalot.